Today, I would like to take you way back, back before the superheroes, super YouTube, and super Google. I'm talking way back in the past, when there was a man named MacGyver. Now, some of the people here recognize that name. MacGyver was a TV character, and he was known for his superpowers that he held right here between his ears. He didn't have Google and YouTube to show him how to solve problems and how to do things. He had a Swiss Army knife and a roll of duct tape and his brain. So every week he would get out of a really dangerous situation or thwart some bad guys using just those tools and the doodads he happened to have in his pocket, like a piece of chewing gum or a paper clip or something like that. In the very first episode, he saved someone's life using a wrench, a paper clip, and a shoelace. And that was how he got his job as an agent at this secret government agency. So every week he was in a really tough situation, and I always watched to see how he would figure out how to get out of it. Now, I'm a bit of a MacGyver myself. When I was in junior high and early in high school, I wasn't athletic, so I didn't join teams. I didn't go to dance classes or taekwondo or anything like that. I didn't join clubs after school. I went home. After being with people in school all day, I needed some alone time. So I went home, and I went in my bedroom, and I shut the door, and I turned on my radio. That was how I heard the music that I liked. It was either that or buy records to play on my record player. So I had this radio. It was clock radio. It was a rectangular box, and on the front was a big round clock face, and it had an alarm that I used to wake up every morning to go to school, and it also had a little knob that I turned to change the radio station. At any time, I had access to about 12 different radio stations. By turning that knob and going up and down the dial, I could find my favorite songs. So when my favorite would come on, I would dance, and I would sing in front of, you know, the mirror, and about 3 minutes later, I was turning the knob again so that I wouldn't miss one of my favorites, and about 3 minutes later, I was turning the knob again, and I would do this for hours. Because I knew that at any given time, one of the songs that I really wanted to hear was on a different radio station, and I had to change it. Well, one day, I turned the knob, and something snapped, and the knob just turned, and nothing happened. This was a desperate situation. I knew that I couldn't go to my parents and tell them I needed a new radio, because the clock and the alarm still worked fine, and that was why I had it. And the radio knob broke because of the way I misused it. This was my problem. So I turned this thing around, and on the back there was a piece of like fake wood with holes in it that kept it from getting too hot inside. So I took out the screws and I removed the back, and I looked to see what made it work. The knob was attached to a wire that went around this wheel that turned, that made it go around and change the stations, and the wire had broken. So I found a piece of string and a paper clip, and I unbent the paper clip, and I tied on the string, and I threaded it through there, and I attached it to the doohickey on the back of the knob, and I threaded it around that wheel, and then I took the two ends of the string, and I made them come out two holes in the back of the radio, and I screwed it back on, and the two ends of the string stuck out the back so I could pull them like this and make the wheel turn and change the radio station. I might have shown my parents later what I did because I was so proud of myself, but not because I needed a new radio anymore. I didn't. I had solved the problem with things in the junk drawer and what was between my ears. So, you know, when you get into a desperate situation like that, you know, where your life is really on the line, look in the junk drawer, empty your pockets, and create a way to solve that problem.